In West Africa, the Gambia is in the midst of a painful public reckoning over atrocities committed during the regime of former President Yahya Jammeh. In 1994, Jammeh came to power in a coup d'etat and fled into exile in 2017. The Gambian Truth, Reconciliation and Reparations Commission began holding nationally broadcast hearings in January, and they have captivated the nation. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the Gambian capital of Banjul.
In Banjul, it's very easy to tell when the Truth Commission is in session. Everywhere you look, people are clustered around televisions. A woman in a betting shop listens on her cell phone. Cab drivers have the hearings blaring from their radios in their beat-up Mercedes taxis.
Every day, sir. Every day. I'm listening to you right now.
32-year-old Abdoulaye Niang is sitting in front of his neighbor's shop, holding a small black radio up against his ear.
We're thanking God that we have a commission that is set up to look into those past atrocities.
The atrocities Jammeh's regime are accused of are gruesome, numerous, and until recently often hidden.
We all feared him. We all feared him. Nobody was able to say or think to do something in Jammeh's era.
The mandate of the Truth Commission is to investigate abuses committed under the Jammeh regime. It has the power to grant amnesty to perpetrators except for crimes against humanity. Now, former members of a paramilitary group called the Junglers are publicly testifying before the commission on how they carried out President Jammeh's reign of terror.
He said Yahya Jammeh has given the order that they be killed and they should be chopped into pieces.
Speaking through an interpreter at a session in July, Omar Jallo detailed how he and several other members of the Junglers suffocated and decapitated two Gambian Americans in 2013. Family members of the two young men say they'd return to the Gambia to set up businesses, but Jallo testified that President Jammeh said they'd come to overthrow his regime.
That was when we took them and put them inside the grave, and we buried them. And we left for home.
Jallo, in military fatigues and a green beret, testified how, on President Jammeh's orders, the Junglers executed 56 African migrants and dumped their bodies in wells near the border with Senegal. Members of the paramilitary unit have admitted to the Truth Commission that they killed inmates at a local prison, suffocated a former top military official, murdered a prominent journalist, tortured political opponents, even killed a former ally of the president in his hospital bed. And they did all of this, they've testified, at the orders of Yahya Jammeh. Jammeh has always denied that these atrocities occurred. The commission's lead attorney, Essa Fall, pushed another member of the Junglers, Amadou Badji, on why he participated in torturing, kidnapping, and killing people.
When you were doing this, you knew that what you were doing was unlawful.
Badji, responding through a translator, squirms at the witness table.
I knew that it was bad, really. But we soldiers, whenever you are given a command by your seniors, you have to do it.
But you know that you don't have to follow an unlawful or an illegal command.
Badji, also in a camouflage uniform, blinks rapidly. His eyes dart around the room, avoiding the gaze of Fall.
Yes, I know that, really. But when you refuse to carry out orders given to you by your senior, what befalls you is something very bad.
As the hearing proceeds, Badji eventually asks for forgiveness from two imams who he tortured. Madi Jobarte, a longtime social activist in the Gambia, says even to him, someone who was following the abuses of the Jammeh regime closely, the testimony at the Truth Commission has been a revelation.
I mean, it's all just shocking to me, even myself. I'm like, wow.
Jobarte calls the process of the Truth Commission necessary.
In the testimony so far, you can see how ordinary youths, women, men, you know, religious leaders, ordinary folks just played a part in building this dictatorship that we had.
He says people's silence propped up the brutal system. Jobarte says Gambia's Truth Commission has lessons that extend far beyond former President Jammeh or this country. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Banjul, The Gambia.